want to go there and give a good account of ourselves and be open-minded to what comes, you know, because we know it's a tough game against a team that are absolutely flying and a team with a very, very strong squad, let alone any given starting 11. But equally, it's a cup game. We all want the beauty and the marvel of the cup. We want to play our part in that, so we'll be going there with full intent on taking the game on.
In terms of Manchester City, how do you make a plan to beat a team who haven't been beaten?
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. It's they've certainly got strength in depth. They've certainly got a flow to their game at the moment. But I think that is the marvel of football. You know, it's football throws up some unpredictable results. So we obviously go there as underdogs. But that's not the first time we've done that, by the way. Go to a stadium as an underdog. And it's fair to say they'll be strong favourites. But we get on and play. You know, the main thing for me is the group giving everything to the cause to try and win a football match. That's our focus.
When there's a team like City at the moment, Arsenal's invincibles, Man United, when they won the treble, maybe, does your football manager, your person involved in football head, take a back seat? And are you able to look and admire and enjoy what they're doing and kind of think about it as a fan?
Not really, no. I tend to not. I don't really look at football anymore as a fan. The only ones I'll be honest with is usually if I get the odd window to be like a fan, and when England are playing and they're in the World Cup and I'm on holiday with my kids and I get to sit and have a cold beer and watch like that, then I try and switch off. Now, it's hard to, you're still kind of analysing the game. But it's a slightly different analysis. When you're playing against a team or you're viewing them on a, whether it's on the TV or you're live, you're actually looking at it analytically. You're looking at, you know, what players are doing what, trying to look at how teams are operating, you know, what could help you, what have you got to be aware of when you play them teams. So it's a different viewpoint. But no, I don't think you sit back and just watch it as just a pure spectacle and hope to see some goals. You're always looking at the analysis of it. And that is the downside, if you like, of being in football as a coach or a manager, because your analytical mind takes over rather than just that thrill of watching a game, particularly the exciting games where it's end-to-end.
In terms of the actual evidence then, the analysis and stuff like that, are City the best you've played?
Whether they played their best against us, they still beat us, but I wouldn't say they were as fluid as other games I've seen. But from what I've seen this season, they're fine side, without a shadow of a doubt. They've got... The thing that I've been most impressed with, and I said before we played them in the league at their place, that it's a strange thing to say, but the biggest movement forward from the manager's point of view, I think, is actually to look backwards. And I think the team operates very much like his Barcelona side kind of 10 or so years ago or whatever it may be, because I did quite an in-depth analysis when I was with the youth team at Watford to show the young players at Watford, and it wasn't the glory of the passing and the football, it was actually the support mechanism, the team ethic, the workload, the drive and the desire to press, the shape of the team, the way that they changed from being very compact as a unit to disperse to go and open up the lines of pass and that sort of thinking. And I think he's looked back at that. I don't know this for sure, by the way, from the outside looking in. They've brought that mentality towards a group of very, very talented players anyway, and actually done all of the basics very, very well. And then, of course, that's allowed them to play their good football. And one or two personnel changes, and the fact that less personnel changes on the whole, and less shape changes. More or less a very similar shape for most games, and often, not always, of course, a hardcore of players who have played a lot of games, you know, rather than lots and lots of changes. So, like I say, looking backwards is a cleverness in my view on this occasion. From the outside looking in, though, I must make that clear. You know, this is my opinion from outside, looking at what they've done, looking at how they're doing. Whatever way you look at it, a very, very strong and top side who are playing some really good football.